I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the White House, and give it up for the world champion, Cleveland Cavaliers. That's right, I said world champion and Cleveland in the same sentence.
President Barack Obama hosting the NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers and praising the team's biggest star.
When you see LeBron James, it is not just his power and his speed and his vertical. It is his unselfishness. It is his work ethic. It is his insistence on always making the right play. It is his determination, all of which makes him one of the great players of all time.
While President Obama is a big basketball fan, Cleveland Cavaliers coach Tyronn Lue is a big fan of the president.
You know, our teams in the NBA being, you know, 85-90% black and having a chance to experience this. And, you know, you growing up as a kid and, you know, growing up in the atmosphere and the environment that we grew up in and seeing the first black president and being alive for that and how much it meant for my grandmother and my mom and my family. And to be able to experience that and see him in office and to meet him, I mean, it's just an unbelievable feeling.
And an unbelievable feeling for sports fans in Cleveland, a city that had not won a major sports title since 1964. The Cavaliers are back on top, at least in the early season, as they lead the Eastern Conference standings ahead of the Atlanta Hawks and Toronto Raptors. So far, it's the Los Angeles Clippers in the Western Conference, followed by the Golden State Warriors and San Antonio Spurs. Playing his best is Britain's Andy Murray, currently the world's top men's tennis player. And at a tournament in London, he saw Serb Novak Djokovic for the first time since replacing him at number one.
It wasn't strange. I mean, we've known each other for such a long time, and I think both of us have been kind of used to congratulating each other over the years. I mean, it was quite normal. It's like we don't go congratulations and then talk about it for 10 minutes. We talk about our families and other stuff. It's not, we didn't discuss it much.
And Murray enjoyed his introduction to the crowd in the British capital.
Yeah, it was great reception, obviously. Really, really good atmosphere tonight. And yeah, it was obviously nice to play in, you know, in that stadium with, you know, the crowd like that. You know, it obviously helps. And, you know, after a long kind of few months, you know, it's nice to know that I'm going to be finishing the year, you know, playing in that sort of atmosphere, and it helps you get up for the matches a bit more as well.
Murray's opening 6-3, 6-2 win over Marin Cilic was his first step toward keeping the number one ranking into next year. Four times a winner on the golf course this year. It's Alex Noren of Sweden, this time topping the field at the Nedbank Golf Challenge in Sun City, South Africa.
It's unbelievable. You know, waking up today, I thought if I can get a decent round in, because it didn't feel very good yesterday. Obviously, two good rounds to start with, but yesterday was a bit tough, and my game wasn't really there, and then I worked some in the room, you know, trying to get the right feelings for today, and it clicked, you know, and I don't think I've ever played this good, especially on the greens.
South Korean Wang Jung-hung built a three-shot lead heading into the final round.
It's really hard condition today. It's really hard to shoot. I think 4-under it's really hard to shoot, but I shoot 8-under in this course, and this win, I still cannot believe it.
But it was Alex Noren who surged ahead in the final holes to win by 6 shots. He had some help.
It's been the season of my life, just try to, you know, my caddy helps a lot, you know, trying to stay patient with me and try to keep me patient and hit the right shots at the right times, and I owe a lot to him, yeah.
And really, all it took to win was making his first trip to the tournament.
I tried to get in this tournament so many years, and I've never been able to get in it, and then when I got in, you know, ending up winning, it feels unbelievable, yeah.
Doran rises to third in the annual Race to Dubai rankings and probably ninth in the world rankings. Fellow Swede Henrik Stenson finished eighth to extend his advantage at the top despite some swing issues.
I felt like my swing had more moving parts than my Swiss watch, my Audemars, so I was fighting the long game this week, and I think I did pretty good, you know, despite that.
And Masters champion Danny Willett of England, who finished 11th, is taking some of his momentum to Dubai.
We all know what it's like. One day you wake up and things can be great. The next day you wake up and, you know, you can't see a score around anywhere. So it's nice that I've put together two solid days, and yesterday wasn't just one of them flash in the pan and things like that. We've got the flight overnight to Dubai and a day off tomorrow with the family, and then back to work.
Donald Trump won the U.S. presidential election, but can he help Los Angeles win its 2024 Olympics bid? You'd think the president-elect would love the Olympics with all that winning he talked about so much. Trump's usually boisterous Twitter feed was virtually silent during the Rio Games. Flying against some of his campaign rhetoric in Rio was Ibtihaj Muhammad from New Jersey, the first Muslim American Olympian to compete wearing a hijab. She won a bronze medal in fencing. Also competing was 19-year-old Mexican-American boxer Carlos Balderas from California, the first in his family born in the United States. And U.S. Army Sergeant Hillary Bohr, a Kenyan-born American who ran the 3,000-meter steeplechase while his brother served the United States in Afghanistan. Now some International Olympic Committee members, who will choose among Los Angeles, Paris, and Budapest, Hungary, in a vote next September, are evaluating Trump's role in the American bid. Trump's campaign words against Muslims, Mexicans, and other issues could have offended some of those 98 IOC members from around the world. Two-time IOC vice president and its longest-serving member, Dick Pound of Canada, agrees. Still, he does not rule out the possibility that Trump could help win votes if he travels to Lima, Peru, to pitch the Los Angeles bid in person ahead of the secret ballot. Several IOC members have indicated they don't seriously consider his presidential campaign talk. Hillary Clinton was a supporter of New York's failed bid for the 2012 Games. She was also First Lady when the United States last hosted the Summer Games in 1996 in Atlanta. President Barack Obama went to the IOC vote in Copenhagen in 2009 to support Chicago's bid. It didn't help as Chicago was eliminated in the first round, with the Games awarded to Rio de Janeiro. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.